Three for the Money is brought to you by the TrendCenter app. This is the best tool for sports betting research. The TrendCenter app, you can test betting systems from the past 20 years, explore thousands of existing trends and systems from top betting experts, choose from hundreds of filters to test different systems for each sport. Save these trends and get notified when their systems have games. Download the app and use our code TFTM for 15% off a premium membership after a 2-day free trial. Okay, okay, okay. We're here. We're back. It's Three for the Money. New episodes every Thursday per usual. Brought to you by the TrendCenter app, the greatest tool on the planet for sports bettors. Check it out. Link in the bio. 15% off a premium membership. Not much has changed since last week. So, I mean, we're just kind of a... I mean, it's still playoffs time. Nothing really has happened. I mean, the Indy 500 was this weekend. Not that I care. It's just something that happened. But yes, let's check in with the gents. Chris?
Doing good. Yeah, I mean, yeah, pretty much same as last week. Got my beloved Pacers on the TV next to me, so if I look distracted, that's why. Hoping they can avoid another monumental choke job like they did in game three. But other than that, pretty good. I mean, Pacers up 2-1 in the Eastern Conference Finals. Hard to be not happy right now. So again, well, I mean, this could be a freezing cold take given how the next few hours play out, but as of now, Chris is happy overall. So yeah, just kicking it. Sean, how you doing?
You know, not too bad. Just chilling. Been busy. I haven't been able to catch up on sports. But I am just excited to talk ball, puck, you know, whatever crosses our path for this one.
Yeah. And for those of you at home that don't know this, Sean turned 45 on Sunday. So Saturday.
Yes. It's actually 53.
Yeah. So
you're only off by 8 years, but
yeah.
I think I look pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Try to be nice.
Pretty good for 53.
It's good for an almost senior citizen.
You're doing all right, buddy.
I got my AARP card, you know.
You can get those without being old.
I understand, but
I was looking into
old
it
people
once.
Have it.
What is that? What do you get with that? I know that old people have it, but I honestly can't even tell you what it is.
You get discounts on everything.
Interesting.
Essentially, like, you know, it's like 5% here, 10% here. On a lot of shit.
Just because.
Like, well, it's like flights, hotels, dining,
fast food.
I mean, it's everything. The health benefits, you know, a lot of discounts.
And it's completely free. Like, anyone can just sign up for it.
I think it's like $15 a year or something, but you save thousands.
Why doesn't every person do this? I'm going to look into that as soon as this is over. I didn't know you could do that.
Well, I looked into it when all three of us were living it together, and I brought it up once, and you guys made fun of me, so I stopped.
We were younger then. Now I think it's a great idea.
Because I saw some TikTok about it, and I was like, I looked into it, and I was like, dude, you can just... They just give these to anyone. You can just do this. But yeah, that's funny. Yeah. So, basketball is still in full effect. I think the Wolves are probably done. Bad take by me last week. Whatever. Who cares? It's only game. But I mean the Thunder. I mean, they look great, honestly. I mean, it's they seem like a well put together team, and you know, If SGA can stop becoming this generation's Harden, then maybe they'll have a little bit more respect. But Chris, did you want to speak on that?
I'm players like him, like he's not the only one. He's just the poster child of it now. I mean, Harden did it for years, Trae Young, Jalen Brunson does it. Like, he has his flare ups. It makes me hate basketball. Like, if you were like a mediocre to like average to like slightly above average player doing that, like whatever. Like, you're doing what you can to get points. SGA is legitimately like a top two basketball player on the planet right now. Why is he flailing anytime somebody looks at him the wrong? I know this is not a new take. Everyone's saying this, but it makes me just hate basketball watching it. And just players, I mean, James Harden's the same way, Trae Young. It's just, I thought we were done with this because the NBA, like, for a little bit, pretended to care about this. Like, hey, we're cracking down on it. And then I think that lasted maybe half a season. And now it's like, you can just lean into someone, you can just flail, and it's automatically a foul again. And I hate it so much. I hate watching the Oklahoma City play basketball or the Thunder play basketball. It's just not an appealing brand because of that's what he does. But that's my take. I know it's nothing new or groundbreaking,
Right. But I mean, that's kind of it. I mean, Anthony Edwards, like, they took a shit all over them on a game three, but then OKC took game four to go up 3-1. So, fucking way she goes, I guess. But yeah, the Pacers and the Knicks, it seems like no lead is safe, which, when you look at it objectively, is incredibly entertaining. It's kind of what you want out of any sport, really. So this is great, honestly. I might pull that up on the side here just so I can pay attention. But yeah, I mean, like, I don't really have any other takes, any news about the basketball world except for Tyrese Halliburton's father now can come back.
he's in attendance for this game. He's in a suite. So he's not allowed courtside, but he's in a suite for this game. And I assume every game they have going forward. But
I'd
about
hope
damn
so.
time. Just
Yeah.
wants to watch his son play ball.
Have they ever done that to anyone else? I mean,
I mean, they've banned fans before for like cursing a player, like saying like not cool shit to players and like I assume like throwing stuff and streaking, but I don't think I've ever seen where they've banned a parent from a professional any like across the map, like professional sports. I don't think I've ever seen that.
yeah, when I think about this. And thinking about fans on the court side being a distraction, I can't help but think about when the Toronto Raptors were in the final, and Drake was like on the half court, like in the middle of the court, just like yelling, like during the game, and everybody was like cool with it, and like
I fucking hated that.
that
That
shit
was
was
so.
stupid.
The NBA is enough of a circus already. We don't need Drake out here, like pretending like he's part of the team.
Yeah. And like you watch the Last Dance and it's like Spike Jones is a
Wait.
Knicks super fan. But Spike Lee,
Yeah.
Mike Jones. Spike Lee is a Knicks super fan and he's like yelling at MJ the entire time. And it's like what are we doing here?
Spike Lee will at least sit in his seat. Like, he doesn't get up and like go on, like cross like the threshold. Like, he will sit in his seat and yell at people, which, hey, you paid your ticket, that's fine. But yeah, Drake just going out on the court and that ice, ugh, it was the fucking worst.
Yeah. Do you remember that, Sean?
I do. That was real main character days for Drake. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
that was when he was, I am the shit. And nobody can say anything to me and tell me to do something. Those days are over, but and for the
Thank
better.
you, Kendrick.
Thank you, Kendrick Lamar. Yes, that was a very annoying time for Drake, just in general, just being Drake.
Yeah, I remember a ton of people made fun of him for it. And he just kept doing it. But you know what? Whatever. If you have $1 bazillion and a large snake for a weapon, then I mean, go right ahead, I guess. But I mean, is that kind of it for basketball? I mean, it's
Well,
we're in a weird spot because it's like every night we're getting a game, and it's this far in the playoffs where it's like, all right, this is pretty much guaranteed to be a good game. But it's like, I don't know. There's not still much to talk about. I
I'll
don't know.
just say these two playoffs, like the NBA playoff series, are just polar opposites. Every game except for game four in the Western Conference has been a blowout. And then in the East, it's like you don't want a big lead. Because game one and three, both team like Pacers and Knicks both had 20-point leads and choked. So it's like I've never seen a strategy or a key to a series be like
Don't.
win by 10.
Yeah.
Don't you dare go up 20 because you're gonna lose.
Let's play some solid fundamental basketball.
Meanwhile, in OKC, Minnesota, it's like every game aside from game four has been like 30 points. I don't know about game one or two. They were not particularly close, but I know game three, Wolves dropped their balls on them. But
Well, other than that,
speaking of super fans and Spike Lee, is Timothée Chalamet like this generation's Jack Nicholson for Knicks fans?
I
That is an interesting
love that
question.
guy. We're
I know that guy's awesome, but
teetering on the border, I feel like, of Chalamet fatigue because it's starting to get to that point where it's like, okay, like I get it, he's there, but the guy just loves ball. Like I don't dislike him at all. It's just like, okay, I get it. Like famous guy is at basketball game, cool, but he loves ball so much.
he does.
Yeah,
He
I don't
knows
think.
ball too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that we'll get fatigue necessarily. I mean, he's just showing up. Like nobody's paying him to
Oh,
sit
yeah.
there that we know of. He's just doing his thing. And if we get any fatigue, it's based off of I don't know, fucking ESPN TNT just putting him on the camera the whole time, but
Yes.
he's just
Yeah,
living his life.
that's what I was saying. It's yeah, it's not him being there. It's just they show him all the time, which I've dialed it back a little bit lately, but it's still that's just Pacers hand, but you see his Guy Fieri look for game three. I mean, dudes rock. That He got out of a plane at the Indianapolis airport wearing that.
I
That's hilarious.
mean, how can you not love that guy? You know?
He is, yeah, he's the best.
Like, but I think it's really interesting to compare him to, Jack Nicholson, who's also a mega Knicks fan,
He's a Lakers fan.
or Lakers fan, sorry, excuse me.
Yeah.
But like,
Big
accomplished
market. Yeah.
actor, big actor. It's like, oh shit. Watch out, Spike. Timmy's coming.
Timmy
C.
C. We need a passing of the torch moment between Spike and Chalamet.
They just hands over his glasses.
Yeah. I would love that.
Yeah.
I pay a little bit of money to watch that.
Like, I'd watch it on. I'd buy the pay-per-view for that game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's about $4.99 or however much it'd be.
That's fair.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's it for basketball. We can move on to hockey. I mean, let me think. I mean, the Oilers are gonna take the series, And the Panthers, I mean, they have done a gentleman, well, they haven't done it yet. They're in the midst of a gentleman's sweep for the Carolina series, you know, winning five. But it
Are all the guys that were hurt in game four coming back for five? So I saw like three, it was like Reinhardt and a couple other guys. I couldn't tell you exactly who, but I just saw it on like the ESPN ticker when I was at the bar on Monday.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Maybe I'll look it up. Maybe I won't. I probably
So I was
won't.
looking at the line for tomorrow night, the Panthers, and they're only -125. I know it's in Carolina, but just thought that was a little low.
Yeah, I mean, Carolina has lost 13 of their last 14 Western Conference final games, which is insane. That's an insane stat.
Yeah, being
Yeah.
1-15 is not a good look.
Yeah. So, I don't know if you guys remember, but it was like, I believe it was 2 years ago when the Panthers swept them to go to the final against Vegas. Their head coach, Brenda Moore, was like, we got swept, but we didn't get swept. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah,
Vaguely.
he was like he was essentially saying like it doesn't feel like we got swept, but the way you said it was like we didn't really get swept. Like we played tough. It's like okay, cool. You lost four straight hockey games.
Yeah,
One.
it was a
Let's see, you
very
lost 1, 2, 3, 4 in a row?
so,
Four in a row? Sounds
yeah.
like he got swept, but
I was just saying it was a funny moment.
I know.
And
We're just playing along.
because all those games were like one goal games, a couple of them in overtime. But that was just funny.
I mean, I get what he's saying, but bro, you got swept.
Yeah.
Yeah,
He was a man crushed at that point. Your brain ain't worky too good.
well, I mean, we're probably going to get the same matchup as last year.
You know what? That's all right.
That is
I'm gonna ride
it's
out
pretty all right. I
this
mean,
future.
this is the third time the Panthers will have gone to a Stanley Cup final in 3 years. I'm not jealous or anything.
Yeah.
But
You know,
not at all. I mean, just, finish third in the league and then get the lowest draft spot that we could get. And then just going to be bad for a while. Just,
fine. It's fine.
you going to cry?
no, I'm not going to
Not
cry. Not jealous at all.
at all. You're
Not at
going
all.
to
It's fine.
cry? All right.
Uh-oh.
Well, that's what happens when you have
What
like
happened?
Pacers are up 10. Let's rein it in a little bit, boys.
Uh-oh.
Let's not get too carried away here.
Slow it down.
Need someone out there like Jackie Moon in semi-pro swatting shots for his own team.
No.
If Vaitkus learn fucking English.
Yeah, when your team is good at drafting, and you have a good coach, and you have a good front office, you go to three Stanley Cup finals in a row. That's typically what happens. So, I wouldn't know though. So.
Did you see that the formerly or the newly named Utah Mammoth, which I don't think we've talked about on the show yet, but their arena is not capable of having. There's a section of the stadium where about 5,000 fans will not be able to see both goals. So they've got to do some like major renovations, and like those will be ready in like 2 years.
So, are they not just playing where like the Jazz play?
The Jazz play in the Delta Center.
Yeah, I mean, I want to say yes. I would struggle to Or I find it hard to believe there's another arena that size in Salt Lake City,
Yeah, I mean,
Utah.
it says that it's obstructed viewing, but 5,000 seats, only one side of the ice. That
I remember
sucks.
the Nets had something like that when they played at the Barclays Center. Because when they moved in, it was like, or not the Nets, excuse me, the Islanders, because they were playing where the Nets play. And it was like, people were like, well, you can't see half the ice. It's like, it's a basketball arena. Like, it wasn't built for hockey. Like, I don't
Yeah.
personally get how you can't see both sides in like both, but
I
I
mean, the only thing that I can compare it to is when us three went to the Knoxville Ice Bears game and we bought the cheapest tickets and we couldn't see the goal that was closest to us because of where the seats were. We're obstructing our view of the goal that was closest to us. So we moved.
Right,
And we got away
but
with it.
that
Yeah,
also
I mean, it says these are obstructed views, so that means they are cheaper tickets. Like, you know what you're getting into, but
that
you see obstructed viewing, you're like, oh, okay, maybe it won't be that bad. Maybe it would just be like looking up in a movie theater. It's not like that. You can't see half the fucking game.
yeah, that's
That's a lot of people too.
Yeah,
Yeah.
because I mean, I don't know exactly how many they seat, but for like a hockey basketball arena, like yeah, 5,000, that's a decent chunk of your audience.
Let's look at the Delta Center
This is a
capacity.
this
20,000.
it's a quarter.
Jeez. Yeah. A quarter of your fans can't see half the
Jesus.
ice.
I feel like this is like the like a ghost of Arizona Coyotes curse or something.
Oilers just scored, by the way.
Let's go. The ghost of the Arizona Coyotes.
The Chupacabra.
Yeah. Chupacabra. So that's interesting. Yeah, I thought
Speaking of
they
like,
were.
oh, good.
I mean, I just thought they would play at where the Jazz play, and
I think they do. They
I mean
do.
a court isn't that much bigger than,
I know.
or that much
That's what.
smaller than an ice rink.
I guess bucket to bucket, it's not, 200 feet. Because
Yeah, and
they have to
I
make room for. I don't know for sure. I should know that. But yeah, I'm guessing post to post isn't 200. And, a whole sheet of ice is 200. But that's just me, I guess. I don't know. I'm trying to think of ways that they don't have problems with Jazz games, but
An
for
NBA
some reason, yeah.
NBA court is 94 feet long and
Okay, so
50 feet wide.
it's literally half. It's almost a
Yeah.
little less than half of. Okay, cool. So that is the reason, probably.
Much bigger.
Yeah. So ice is
Okay.
just, there's just bigger, more space. I got it.
Ice big.
Not hard to figure out.
And the basketball hoops are in the air, so everyone can see them.
Very true.
Yeah.
Astute observation.
Thank you.
Stoot.
Um,
Stoot.
speak, speaking of the Coyotes, I saw a, I was trying to find it while we were talking. I couldn't find it on Twitter. I saw something that prior to, I guess, what was it, last night? Yeah, that the Coyotes had won a conference finals game more recently than the Hurricanes. I was trying to I thought I saw that like a few times on Twitter on like Sunday, but I was searching for, I mean, granted it was 2 minutes while we were talking, I couldn't find anything.
I don't know that one for sure, but I'll take your word for it. I do know a fun another fun stat. The Edmonton Oilers this playoff run have already won two playoff series, which the Leafs have only won two playoff series in the past 25 years.
Damn.
Yeah. That's fun.
Did we talk about the Sabres stat last week? The Sabres Leafs. The Sabres have more playoff series wins than the since the lockout than the Leafs.
Damn, we
The
haven't talked about it, but
Sabres haven't
yeah.
been to the
Golly.
Yeah, jumping back to the Hurricanes, I found that they did win their first conference finals game in 19 years yesterday. 19 years. That's a long time.
Damn.
But the last time they won their Eastern Conference finals was in 2006.
When they won. I
Yeah.
assume that's when they won the cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With old Rod.
And the hockey
Lavi.
goalie, Cam Ward.
Lavi was the coach of that team, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was. Mean, Lavi's always kind of been a pretty good coach for the first few years. And then he's good. He's getting.
Is he still in New York? Or he get fired?
I think
Think
he
he
got
might have
fired.
gotten fired. I mean, deserved, but I just hadn't seen anything for sure yet.
I don't know, bro. Let's see. My mind is going as slow as molasses right now, trying to think of something to talk about. It's such a weird spot where not really a lot is going on. I mean, I saw an interesting stat that it's like, Chris might have told me this actually. Like was it the White Sox only won like 40 games last year, but the Rockies this year are on pace to win 28.
Something like that. I think I told you that. I can't remember exactly when, but yeah, the Rockies are on pace to be far and away the worst team in baseball history.
They are on pace to be 75 games behind the Dodgers by the
Yeah.
end of the season.
They're also on pace to have like a negative, like, I forget what it is exactly. I don't want to butcher it, but it's
Is
like,
it a run differential?
yeah, it's like the biggest run differential, like, variance in MLB history by like 60% or something like that. Like,
Jesus. Dude, I don't get it. Like, they live in a city that's a mile above the sea. The air is thinner. The ball should go farther. Just nuke it. Just nuke them. Just fucking swing, dude.
just go
Yeah,
swing a home
it's.
run.
I mean, the problem is the other teams do that too, and
That's true.
a hell of a lot better than the Rockies
Yeah.
do.
I guess I didn't think about that. Damn.
But no, I mean, they're it is. I wish I had all those stats in front of me, but yeah, they're on pace to be like the White Sox were god awful last year. They won like 40 something games. The Rockies might win less than half of that.
Jesus. That's not very good.
I'm trying to find their record as of now.
The
Nice.
Rockies.
Yeah. I'm just trying to type. Where?
Let's see.
They are 9-45.
Jesus.
Two and eight in their last 10. So things are
Don't let them
looking
get
up.
hot.
Nine wins in 54 baseball games. We are in May and they have nine wins.
We're almost in June.
We are on the cusp of June.
There's a very real chance they don't have double digit wins by June.
Good Lord.
They play tonight.
Yeah, they
Yeah, they're playing right now. They're playing the Cubs. They're down two, top of the fourth.
A quick hit, the fucking the United States men's hockey team won gold.
Shout out
Oh,
Brady
yeah.
Shea.
Yeah, they haven't done
What?
that in like 90 something years or something.
That's the IIHF World Championship or whatever. Is that what that
Yes.
was? Okay. I feel like I see like worlds, like, and I'm like, is it juniors again? Like, and what are we talking about? We have one in 93.
Nah.
So who's like playing in that?
Well, it's over now, but
Well, who was playing in that? Yeah.
so Forsberg was on the Swedish team. Michael McCarron was on the United States team, and so was Brady Shea. Gold medalist, Michael McCarron.
Damn right.
I don't know.
I
I didn't really watch it. I don't, it's not on TV.
was just, I didn't even know it was happening. Like, I saw something about it for the first time. It was like USA is advancing to the gold medal game, has a chance to win the first one in 93. I was like, what is this? I
I
was like, are
think
these
that
children? What's like, what level is this?
we had Swayman in net for us
Oh, yeah.
Americans, which was probably a huge, huge help.
Yeah. I mean, they have this every year. They have this every year, like right as the playoffs start is when they start it, and most of the rosters are just made of NHL players that didn't make the playoffs. And then when we had one of the years that we had Arvidsson, Ekholm, and Forsberg all on our team and we got knocked out, they all went over and play Worlds like halfway through the run. And then they ended up winning the whole thing with Sweden. So they have it every year. It's just like it starts off as not really. The rosters are fine. I mean, good players miss the playoffs every year. That's just a fact. And then as the NHL playoffs keep going, then whoever gets knocked out and it is are like still good to go, then they go play Worlds most of the time, unless they just want to do something else, whatever. Go on
They just want
vacation.
to play. I'm looking at the roster, and Brady Shea is by far the oldest on this team at 31 years old.
Jeez.
The average age is 24. But another interesting thing about this roster, Chris, you'll know this name. He plays for the San Jose Sharks, a hype song, Viva La Vida, Will Smith.
How do you do?
I don't know. Just looked at the
Okay.
roster.
Okay. I mean, has he, how much has he played in the show?
He played a whole year.
But like, jury's still out on my take.
He's a pretty good player.
I know he is, and I don't want to prey on a young man's downfall, but if I end up being right on that that he's a bust solely because of his hype song, I mean, I'm gonna crown myself a hockey draft expert. I'm gonna have to wait a few years,
Will Smith recorded 7 assists in 10 games and helped Team USA win gold for their first time since 1933.
yes,
That's pretty good.
that's
That's
not
pretty good.
bad. Yeah.
Seven assists.
Seven apples.
I saw in the under 18 IIHF, he recorded 9 goals and 11 assists in 7 games.
Oh yeah, no, that guy was I something like I think I saw something about him playing on that team on this team, and I was like, made me go back and watch that old TikTok. And yeah, I saw his under 18 stats. I'm like, oh my God, this guy's like 70 points in like 35 games.
All that because of the smash hit Viva La Vida by Coldplay. That's what gets him up in the morning. That's what makes him that buzzer light. That's what makes that buzzer light. It's Viva La Vida. Just think about that.
Puts
It's
his pep
wild.
in a step.
I wish I had something like that in my life that just, woke me up.
Never even heard the song. I can't even.
How have you never heard that song?
What? I can't even hum the tune.
That seems preposterous.
Yeah, I can't
I
even
can't remember it.
process that.
What does it sound like?
mean, do we want to sing it, or are we going to get
I
like
don't want
copyright?
No, we'll be fine.
They might copyright it because it'll be too perfect
That's
by the
it.
way we sing it. So.
I keep thinking of that Macklemore song that goes da, 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 da. That I don't you that
I
doesn't
don't
really
even
does
know what
that.
you're talking
Da,
about.
da, 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 da. Oh, I was thinking, where do we go back? This is the moment,
Oh,
not as the
okay.
night. That's the one I was thinking of.
I
I don't
thought you
know.
were like, when I was in the third grade, I thought I was gay.
Nah.
That
That was a little more slow.
Will Smith, by the way, had 45 points in the 74 games this season.
Not
Pretty
bad for a
good.
child.
Minus 15 as well. So.
Well, I think everybody on that team.
Bust.
I think everybody on that team was a minus.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't think it's tough to count on anyone to be in the plus, in the positive.
Yeah, for that team? Hell no.
Yeah.
Their just quick scan through their leader in plus minus was Fabian Zetterlund, which I thought he played for a different team.
They traded him.
Okay, well, he had a plus eight.
Still good.
Everyone else, I think he was the only one. Yeah. This other guy who played in seven games had a zero, but everyone else was a negative. So yeah. Maybe minus 15 is not that
Yeah. All right. moving on, I guess. I don't know. Do you guys got anything? I'm blanking here.
bad. Did you guys see, this isn't really sports related, but I thought it was really, really funny. But do you guys know about this cheese race?
No.
Where they roll it down a hill?
Yeah.
I've seen like clips on Twitter. I know nothing. I don't even, I
Yeah.
assume it's in some Eastern European country, but that's all I know about it.
Such a Eastern Bloc thing to do,
I mean,
but
it's
yeah,
either that or like Wisconsin.
it takes place in England.
Oh.
But I'm gonna send you this video on Discord. This guy got really hurt.
A guy got really hurt.
Yeah, this dude took a tumble.
Now I'm excited. Oh.
You just sent me a picture. I just gotta click
What?
on the link. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh. Where'd he go?
He flew.
Oh my God.
Wait till like the
How?
other angle kicks in.
Is he alive?
Yeah, he's in the
Oh. Why do people do this? I
Because
love this.
why do people run with the bulls? It's tradition.
I love this.
Apparently this town's been doing this for over 600 years.
Fair.
It takes place on a 200 yard hill, and sometimes this cheese, if given the right circumstances, can reach up to 80 miles per hour down this hill.
I
Oh
love
my
this
goodness.
tweet that you sent. The bottom line, it gives like the history, but then the bottom line says, seriously, people die doing this each year.
Yeah. Two people got really hurt, had to be sent to the hospital.
Wonder if that's like a badge of honor if you die during the cheese chase or whatever the hell it's called.
I imagine it's on par with if you die running with the bulls or something.
You died in like battle, you're buried with
Yeah.
a flag on your casket.
But with a piece of brie on everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, apparently
Golly.
this German YouTuber won it. It seems like he wanted it to be like his life mission to win this thing, and he did.
So do you just have to be like the first one to grab it?
Yeah, you gotta chase the cheese.
That's I
That's
wouldn't do it.
wild.
but because I would be that guy just fucking and snapping my neck chasing some
Just
cheese.
fucking, I can't, I have not been able to stop watching this today. I've seen that, I've watched this in a row probably 15, 20 times.
The fact, I
Just
mean,
watching this man just take this tumble and just fly through the
I hope he makes a full recovery,
Me
but
too,
he
but
looked like I'm surprised he survived.
yeah.
That looked brutal.
You wear a helmet or no?
I don't see many helmets.
I
Like
feel
you
like
get
you'd be pretty,
shamed.
but be smarter than everyone.
I think this is more of like a, yeah, I think this is more of like a thrill seeker, like adrenaline junkie kind of thing to do. Like,
Yeah, if you're
you
doing
know,
this, I don't think you really care much about safety just in your life
yeah,
on a
just
day-to-day basis. I
the hill takes another.
you don't have a lot going on. The
hill claims another soul.
my God.
It's an interesting
Yeah,
video.
dude. I've laughed so hard watching this. This has been my pride and joy today.
Kind of reminds me of like that Domino's commercial where they're like skydiving to deliver the pizza, and I was walking by it, and Chris was watching it, and I just go,
That was
"Dang!"
fair. That was very funny. It wasn't even like Scott. They were legitimately like flying. And you're just,
Just a blood
was
curdling scream.
funny.
This isn't worth minimum wage.
Else is coming? Yeah.
Caitlin Clark's out for at least 2 weeks with a some oblique strain.
Oh,
So there goes the
wasn't a punch to the
WNBA's.
face.
No. There goes the WNBA's viewership for the next couple weeks.
Does
she
I saw something on Twitter, but I don't think it's true that they lost like 95% of their followers or something.
did Sean get sentled?
What does that
What?
mean?
NBA Central. Are you guys just
What?
not on Twitter?
No,
No,
not
not a
really.
lot.
It's so the
Sean
it's
only
a
watches cheese videos.
Sean gets on Twitter once a year. But no, this is mind blowing. But no,
Okay,
the real
break this down. Break this down.
okay, so the real account is NBA Central. NBA Central
Oh,
is
okay.
parody.
I
That
got
just
you.
tweets absurd things, and occasionally the dipshits on at ESPN will
I
like
got
read it on.
sentled.
Well, yeah,
Damn.
but I was gonna say the war right now between Sental and WNBA fans is one of the most entertaining things because it's people treating it like actual news and be like, no, that's not real. Like they said something like. Angel Reese got fined $13 for like starting some fight, and people are in the comments like, "This isn't real. Fa like this is sexist, so fake. Fucking Caitlin Clark fans. It's like, you people. It's just,
I have seen that, like stuff like
yeah."
that. Like it's just literally people screaming into the void about something that obviously isn't true.
It's
And
so
unfortunately, I was one of those people today, but I wasn't screaming into the void. The void just, the void caught me.
you didn't really even get got because you were like, I don't, th this
This
probably isn't
isn't
true.
true.
But
Yeah.
yeah, if you were like, did you see that the WNBA lost whatever, 3 million, whatever it was? Then yeah,
I
I'd
don't
be like,
know. Is
oh
it
no.
sexist of me to be like, oh, Caitlin Clark's out 2 weeks? It makes sense why they lost 95% of their followers.
Oh.
But
Yeah, like
like,
if that turned out to be true, I'd be like, that's a lot, but
who
yeah.
cares? It was
Keep an eye out.
obviously such breaking news that I was like, I'm really not going to fact check this at all. This could take 2 seconds to go on their Instagram and just look up the WNBA, look how many followers they have.
Angel Reese was fined $13. It's like a quarter of her paycheck.
Was gonna say, if you really like do the math, like what percentage of her paycheck it is, it probably equates to what the NBA guys get fined.
Yeah. So is
I got sent to
his
little bit.
is Caitlin Clark, did she get the Angel Reese flu? Look at this Getty. I don't know.
I mean, no.
All right.
Like, it's
I
not
just thought it'd be
really
funny. I just
the
thought it'd be
flute
funny.
when she just dummies her every time they play. So, and
Oh.
there's 18 or 8, 10. There's not a lot of teams in this league. You play the same teams like a lot. So,
I
you
wouldn't
could
know.
say that about
Would you, on the street,
want this dollar or
this
tickets?
dollar.
Court-sided of you NBA tickets. I'll take the dollar. it is sad. I think it is sad for like just a sport in general, because you like if you're an athlete, you want fans to come, but that video is so fucking funny.
Do you want this dollar or courtside seats to the is the
It's like a crumpled, wrinkled up dollar too. It doesn't even look like a good dollar. You couldn't fit that dollar in a vending machine if you tried.
I remember like I remember seeing some Twitter post that was like loser of fantasy football has to go to a WNBA game with no phone, no money, you can't bet on the game, no earplugs, no nothing. Just the clothes on your back and probably your wallet to just, get in to prove you're you. But other than that, you got to be locked in.
I still think that's a phenomenal punishment, but it can't be a Caitlin Clark game. Like, you got to go
Yeah.
like Mystics at Dream on like a Tuesday night.
Go find a late start. Oh,
No,
God.
we shouldn't make it. I still think this would be a good idea, but no, it has to be, yeah, either late start or Saturday afternoon to where that's your whole Saturday.
Yeah.
It's like Tuesday night, you're like, I'm probably not gonna do anything anyway. It's like, no, it has to be a Saturday afternoon game where it's like, what the fuck? I was gonna do literally anything else.
Saturday, a day that matters.
Yeah. It's a hell of a lot higher on the power rankings than Tuesday.
I like Tuesday.
Now,
Tuesday has the feel. Tuesdays.
as a fantasy football punishment, would you rather go to a WNBA game, just raw dog it through a WNBA game, or make a tasteful 12-month calendar, a photo calendar?
Oh, I
Twelve
do the
month.
calendar.
I do account. I wouldn't even think twice.
That wouldn't
Okay.
even be a punishment.
Okay. That'd be a punish. It'd be funny. I'd make it. You can make it enjoyable, but it'd still be a punishment.
Don't know. I think it'd be fun.
Would you do the, what is it, the dozen donuts, 12 beers, 12 miles?
I'd go to a WNBA game because a
Really?
WNBA game
Yeah.
would make me physically ill. I think if I ate 12 donuts and ran 12,
Don't know that.
no, if I ate a dozen donuts and ran 12 miles, both just in one day, I think my heart would stop.
Yeah. Your heart's not that good, Chris.
It's not. And you pile on donut 12 beers and 12 donuts and then make me run 12 miles, something I haven't done. And like, does it have to be continuous or can you like
I
run a
you could
couple
probably break it
miles?
up.
Okay, that's different. I'd still probably die,
You could
but
probably want to run a couple, drink some beers, eat a couple donuts, run a couple more miles. But it made, time is of the essence.
I think getting the miles out early is crucial.
yeah,
Yeah.
definitely save the beers for last. Because if I ran 2 miles and then had a beer, I'd be like, yeah, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm just gonna stay here and drink and eat
Drink.
donuts.
You know what? This just turned into a pretty good day.
It's like I'm just not gonna do. I'd be like Ruts in that one season where he just refuses to do the punishment. They're like, you have to. He's like, or what? I'm like, you have to. I'd just be like, I'm not doing
Oh shit. I had something else.
I don't know. Let's see. What's the score, Chris?
It's halftime right now. I missed the very end, so I don't know the exact score.
We're
So we
talking
were
about beer and
talking
donuts.
about the freaking WNBA.
Shit.
69-64 at half. Damn, that's a high score.
Say it like it's a bad thing.
Nice.
It's
I feel Tuesday.
Thanks.
Tuesday has no
Oh,
choice.
Will, you know
What?
how you walked in and I was watching John Wick?
Sure.
That was Kevin Nash, by the way, in that
Didn't
movie.
sound like him.
It was him. I looked.
That the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had never seen him, and I had the weekend off, and I was like, I'm gonna watch all four John Wick movies.
I haven't seen three or four, but I mean, they look fantastic.
I didn't know he could do
They're all right.
a Russian accent or whatever accent that was.
Yeah. Yeah,
Yeah, I
you
don't
came
sound
in,
nothing like him.
you were just talking with me, and then like John Wick was playing, and then you just interrupted yourself, and he was like, "Is that Kevin Nash?" And I was like,
Well,
"I
yeah,
don't know."
it was your birthday, and I was like, "Well, Sean, what does it feel like to be 63 years old? Is that Kevin Nash?"
The
Vols
day after my
basketball
birthday,
legend.
I was recovering, so I wanted to watch John Wick. But yeah, it's him.
Crazy. Kevin Nash is a weird character. He is
In that movie or in real life?
weird real life.
Yeah.
Like, he kind of talks like he knows everything, but also has a good perspective. I don't know. But also, he also talks like he hates everything. Like, I don't know.
He also talks like a 13-year-old because he just says
Yeah.
fuck shit and god damn it like every other
Cool.
word. And I'm
Yeah.
like I obviously am fine with some salty language, but like
Yeah.
I'll listen to interviews from him. I'm like, good Lord. Like you're like 70. Grow up.
Heard this fucking. Yeah.
I almost forgot, but there has been some breaking news.
What is
Guess
it?
who started a podcast? I'm
It was Cody
hoping one of
Rhodes.
you. No.
Is this
Cody Rhodes just started a podcast
Okay,
in the
great,
world
but
of
it's not.
sports or just like in?
Yes, in the world of sports,
Okay, hold on.
not sports entertainment.
Ah, fuck. Is it Shohei
No.
Ohtani?
I was hoping one of y'all had seen this on Twitter because you're on Titans Twitter. That's a
Meta World
hint.
Peace.
Wait, if it's Titans, then
Derek?
Isaiah Wilson.
John Robinson has started a podcast
What the hell
called The
is he
J.
doing with
Rob
his
Show.
life?
Obviously,
See.
nothing. What the hell are we doing with our life? We're just talking ball.
We just do
See,
this on Tuesdays, Wednesdays.
I don't condone cyberbullying. But I'm, oh,
You ruined the
I
Titans.
really want to just fire
Yeah.
off some mean comments.
Yeah. This is why, oh shit. I'm gonna send you the Twitter page, and we don't have to watch it right now, but the one clip that they have up from his podcast is this man just, this would be the most boring podcast I think I would ever listen to.
Interesting.
But y'all can watch this on your own time, but I will send it to you
I mean, yeah, the
through
guy has like
Discord.
the charisma of a wet paper towel. So,
Yeah, and it
and
fucking
he's also
shows.
just terrible at his job. So, like, this isn't, I don't really get why Is he just not trying to be a GM anymore?
I don't know. I guess he's trying to follow in the footsteps of getting that bag through dude wipes, or
Convenient because he's
and
shit.
then he'll make his own whiskey or something. I don't know. Just it's just what podcasters do now. Like
Swear.
they get sponsored by dude wipes and they make their own alcohol. That's it.
That
That's
sounds
podcasting.
pretty cool.
It does.
Dude
Doesn't mean it's
Wipes
not true.
sponsors.
Dude, I love Dude Wipes.
I'm not a
Got
really a
some
wipe
sitting on my
guy.
toilet right now.
Dude Wipes are amazing. Never be
Never used
ashamed
them.
of using a wipe as a man. That's stupid. Clean your ass.
I didn't say that.
I'm just talking to the proverbial audience,
I have a bidet.
Okay, great.
You're not really supposed to use wipes. You flush them down the toilet.
They have flushable wipes. They make
Yeah,
them.
but yeah, that just means they go down. That doesn't mean that they're safe for the septic
It
system.
says right there on the box, flushable means you can flush them.
Yes. Do you yes, you have the ability to flush them, but it's not good for your system. That's what I'm saying.
I wasn't supposed to flush all those crayons, but I flushed them anyways. They went down.
Yeah, you probably should not have
I
done.
My dad's antique gold watch went down when I was 6 years old. You tell me that ain't flushable?
gone. Out of sight, out of mind. But yes, this will probably be, I'm interested to see how long this podcast lasts.
I need him to do a Q&A episode
Hey,
because,
why did you ruin the Titans?
yeah, I just want to be like genuine, like not trying to be an asshole. Genuinely, what the
I wanted to respond to it and be like, are you going to be taking callers?
Oh,
Because I will go off. I will actually call in for the first time to a show and be like, why did you trade AJ Brown? Just point blank. Why did you ruin my life
yes, why
in the
did you
short
take
run?
that one thing in my life at the time that was providing me joy? The Titans were good for the first time since I was like able to comprehend what football was. And he just pissed it all away for fucking old pretty eyes Treylon Burks.
Yeah, I
Anyway,
mean,
that's
bam.
weekly We Hate J-Rock talk.
No secret. It's no secret. Fuck that guy.
I'm
Yes,
gonna
fuck
tweet
that
at him. I'm gonna tweet at him.
guy. Okay,
Fuck
but
you.
if you go to his if you go to his page, if you look at like his like the J Rob podcast Twitter, his like cover photo and like his profile pic is just an AI generated thing also. Not that there's anything wrong with, using AI, but you got money. You were an NFL GM. Hire an artist. Make it look
For real.
good.
Yeah. A GM with the, he's got to be like the first GM with a podcast. Or like someone in like a front office that has a podcast.
If you don't count like radio, but you
Yeah, I
shouldn't
think like
because it's not
Michael
the same. Oh,
Lombardi
yeah.
has, I think Michael Lombardi has a podcast.
Yeah.
I could
Okay.
be wrong,
Oh.
but
Okay.
I think, I mean, I don't, I, there's so many out there.
NFL GMs with podcast.
Yeah, it just feels like, when I compare, the only thing that I feel like I can compare this to is like an athlete with a podcast. And it's like if they have the podcast and they play bad, and it's like, okay, well, that's your ability. But when you're a GM, it's your decisions, and you were hired based on your decisions, and you were also fired based on your decisions. I'm just like, it's cut and dry. I don't know. There's no like, oh, well, if he wasn't hurt, then he could have played more and better. But instead he got hurt. And yeah, now the team is less, but when it's a GM, it's like, dude, you fucked us over, bro. Anyway. we don't have to keep beating this dead horse.
Was relevant this time.
It
It
was
was
relevant.
relevant. It was relevant,
It's like the
definitely.
most relevant J-Rob news we've heard in a long time.
I
So
have not seen that. So that was actually
it
very surprising.
came out yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very recent news. But
Good for
please,
them.
please go watch that clip after we're done. And you're gonna be like, I could not. Even if I was interested in this, I could not listen to this. You have to confirm that with me. Be like, you were right.
I'm excited. Can't
I'll
wait.
tell you. If it's a weekly podcast, I'll put something in my calendar to tweet at him every week. Why did you ruin the Titans? Why did you
Again,
do this to me?
we don't condone cyberbullying, but it's fair to ask questions.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
Not trying to be an asshole, but why did you ruin one
My
of the one
life.
things that I love?
Yeah, like what, who the, like who are you to make this decision? To just strip me of my happiness?
Strip thousands of people of their happiness.
But people
Thousands.
care.
People do care.
People
People
care.
care. People care when you're good. Now we don't care, but
I
want us to be good.
want us to be too good too. But I don't
Well,
care right
good
now.
news. We're winning the Super Bowl with Cam Ward, so we're gonna be pretty good.
I want it.
Man.
You see him video? I know this is stupid. He looks good throwing
They all
that
look, Levis looked good throwing that football too.
I know, but it's different.
Levis looks
All
so
just
good.
it's different because it's a new guy.
Yeah. Man, I remember coming out of camp. We were like, Levis,
Man.
leading
I'm
the
looking up
league
throws.
in passing yards.
Yep. Yeah, I just saw this pass to Calvin Ridley.
Pretty damn good.
Pretty damn good. So I don't know if you guys saw this either, but apparently Hard Knocks is doing like rookie training camp. Did you see that?
For
Like
who?
what the Bills?
Oh,
Like
is
what
that
the
what they did?
hell? Yeah.
Yeah, they will give literally anybody Hard Knocks instead of like the Titans or the Panthers or
Well, no,
someone.
I think it's like, it's not even like the real training camp. Like, I think it's like what's the rookie, like, it's like
It's like
the,
rookie mini camp.
yeah, I think.
Okay. So it's just them. It's just, I mean, I know I was
Let
just
me,
saying
I
Cam
might
Ward looked
have.
really good throwing a football in shorts, but it's just a guy's playing football in shorts.
Hard Knocks 2025 team.
I saw that Buffalo was getting something. I didn't know it was that specific. I saw they're getting like a Hard Knocks, whatever, but I didn't know it was for rookie mini camp. There it is.
Oh, it is okay. So the whole, sorry, I'm wrong. So they have these like, in season Hard Knocks now. It's not just called Hard Knocks. It's called Hard Knocks Training Camp Edition, which is like the original Hard Knocks. So that's where I got confused. But that Hard Knocks is with the Bills, and then this upcoming, they're gonna follow the entire NFC East, like in the in season.
That's
Okay.
kind of cool. That's actually kind of
Which
cool.
that's actually kind of decent because that division isn't terrible anymore. So
Always thought Hard Knocks was supposed to, and I don't really pay very close attention to it. I never really watch it. But I always thought it was supposed to follow like a team who's kind of like on the come up.
yeah,
With like you
not the
get some
future
new,
Super Bowl champion.
yeah, not
Like
guys who have been to like what, three fucking straight AFC championships. Like what?
They've done both in the past, both bad teams and
Yeah, because the Ravens had it back in the day and they were amazing back then. So yeah.
right, that was right after they won the Super Bowl and they
Yeah.
were trying to go back to back, but didn't. Just
Tragic.
fuck them.
There were 21 teams that were eligible for Hard Knocks. But like the only teams that can't get Hard Knocks are teams with a first-year head coach and teams that were featured in Hard Knocks in season, which was the entire AFC North, I think, with the Browns, Bengals, Ravens, and Steelers. I think they did their in-season thing. And then not to have been featured in the last 8 years. So that's I thought it was like I thought they were like had to win this many games or had to have lost this many games, but apparently those are like the only three factors in choosing a Hard Knocks team.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Damn.
I don't know if this is a hot take. I just never watch Hard Knocks. I don't find it particularly entertaining.
The only Hard
Yeah.
Knocks I watched was the 2021 season, because with the like COVID stuff, I was like, oh, this could be actually pretty interesting in how they like do things.
Was it?
Like with it. No.
Okay.
It was actually pretty fucking boring. It was weird, but yeah. Or was it
All right.
2020? Did they play in 2020? Yeah, they did. I think it was that one. It doesn't
Yeah,
matter.
that.
It's with the Chargers.
All right. Sick. Fucking football.
We're close. 13 Saturdays
Wow, is that it? Fuck.
from college football, yeah.
Oh, shit, that's
From
gonna
week zero.
fly. That's gonna fly by, guys. It
Speaking of
really
college
is.
football,
Oh yeah.
they announced that today.
26.
Yeah.
Oh,
The
yeah.
game.
Yeah.
They
And
announced
the
college football today for
I was sitting here, I was
the
like, and I was what about college football?
They announced it, Chris.
They're playing.
We get another one.
I'm still playing this one. See, that's the thing. It's like I played the last one for 10 years. I'm good with this one for now. I mean, I'm still probably gonna buy the new one, but it's just
Right.
like when they announced, I think when like the rumor was like, oh yeah, they're having another one next year. I was like, I'm
Yeah.
good with this, honestly. Like
What
it'll have
EA
like
does, dude.
Yeah. Oh, I know. And I mean, I'm not shocked. This one made a shit ton of money. So, yeah, they're definitely going to do it again. But they're going to have like new teams. So that's cool.
They're gonna add new teams.
Yeah. Delaware and Missouri State moving up to
Oh.
Coosa.
Okay.
MT future rivals.
God. Jesus Christ.
Delaware and Missouri State.
Jesus.
Yay.
I still do have to take MTSU. To win a natty. Haven't done that yet. I did max out my coach, Corinthians Thompson. I'm gonna keep that name though. Yeah,
Yeah,
for
you
my
have
future
to.
coach. Yeah, Corinthians Thompson. Shit. I don't know. You guys want to end?
It's
I don't
about
know.
that time.
Yeah, it's
Oilers are
about
up
that time.
2-1, so.
Sick. About to catch that shit. Right.
Catch that shit.
Catch that shit right now. All right. Thank you so much for listening and watching. Really appreciate it. Like, comment, subscribe. Any way you interact with this really helps us out. Check out the Trend Center app, link in the bio. 15% off a premium membership, and then follow us on everything for daily picks, because Chris is guaranteed to do it. Yeah, I mean, we'll see you next week, where we're probably gonna get at least half of the final matchups for the NBA and the NHL playoffs. So here we go, here we go. All right, there's three of us now. Let's make some money.
Woo! All right.